The project, being financed mostly by the European Union or EU, will benefit 3,000 smallholder farmers in drought-prone areas in South Africa, Madagascar, Malawi and Zimbabwe. In remarks at the launch in Harare, FAO country representative Mr. David Piri said the project is aimed at boosting food production in the face of climate change.
So this project that we are launching today is a part, albeit small, of this global effort to free the world from hunger and malnutrition in this variable and changing climate.
Mr. Piri said the high dependence on rainfall by smallholder farmers in the region renders them vulnerable to the vagaries of climate change. He said it was therefore necessary to launch this project in order to assist farmers in identifying, analyzing, and documenting climate-related risks and coping mechanisms.
We need to work together and develop technologies, therefore, that are climate smart. We need resilient farming systems that will allow farmers to produce adequate and nutritious foods with, especially in this environment, with unpredictable start and end of season, with more frequent and severe droughts that alternate with floods and in some cases cyclones, with also increased incidences of pests and diseases. In other words, we need farmers who produce adequate and nutritious food with sometimes too little rain and sometimes with too much and sometimes when temperatures are too hot.
Mr. Piri further said the project will also focus on research, capacity building, learning and partnerships between Europe and the Southern African region.
At least 16 undergraduate and postgraduate students from the region and from Europe will be supported to undertake their research. The media also will be trained so that they're able to better report on climate change and agriculture by member states.
Speaking at the same occasion, EU Second Secretary responsible for economic cooperation and food security in Zimbabwe, Paulina Rozika, said the project will complement other agricultural projects which the organization is funding in Zimbabwe and the Southern African region.
In its previous funding, the EU in Zimbabwe has already integrated elements of climate change mitigation and adaptation. Indeed, most of the projects funded so far with the EU funding promoted already climate-sensitive measures like promotion of conservation agriculture, cultivation of drought-tolerant crops, irrigation, and more adapted productive activities such as livestock and better management of natural resources.
Climatic hazards such as drought, floods and cyclones, food security and high HIV prevalence, among others, have led to loss of human life and assets in farming communities. Experts say climate change exacerbates existing vulnerabilities. FAO partners in the three-year project include academic institutions in Europe and Southern Africa, civil society organizations, farmer organizations, agricultural dealers, policy and decision makers, and the media. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.